Governments around the world are seeing their finances savaged by the pandemic, and poor ones who are also suffering from capital flight are crying out for cash. The IMF, the world's crisis lender, is already parcelling out loans. It may yet resort to a weirder weapon, the Special Drawing Right, SDR, an arcane financial instrument designed in the 1960s. At present, some 204 billion SDRs sit on the balance sheets of finance ministries and central banks around the world. Each can, in theory, be swapped for currency worth $1.36. Governments in poor countries desperately need cash to retain investors' confidence, pay off creditors, and buy medical supplies. Some economists think an infusion of SDRs is part of the answer. Could this help tackle the corona crisis? When SDRs were introduced in 1969, they were intended to reduce the world's dependence on dollars. At the time, many of the world's countries pegged their currencies to the greenback, which was itself tied to gold, under the so-called Bretton Woods system of fixed exchange rates. But the two components were in tension with one another. When too few dollars circulated in the world economy, perhaps as a result of America spending less on imports, countries would hoard greenbacks to defend their pegs, and global commerce ground to a halt. But creating enough dollars to satisfy the global demand for reserves imperiled the credibility of the dollar's peg to gold. Providing an alternative reserve asset, it was thought, might provide an escape from this dilemma. The idea was reminiscent of Bancor, a global currency proposed by John Maynard Keynes in 1941. Like Bancor, SDRs aim to share the so-called seigniorage benefits that accrue to America as a result of providing the world's currency. To reinforce their balance sheets with dollars, countries must, in aggregate, sell goods and services to America and hold on to the proceeds. But when SDRs are issued, everyone gets reserves without having to provide anything in return. Reserves fall like manna from heaven, rather than emerging from trade flows. Yet SDRs failed to take off. The need for them became less pressing after America untethered the dollar from gold in 1971, and too few were issued. Keynes had proposed that the stock of bancors would grow in line with world trade, but political wrangling means that there have been only three allocations of SDRs, the most recent of which was in 2009. They make up less than 3% of non-gold reserves. By contrast, the dollar makes up over half. As a source of liquidity, though, SDRs have their advantages. They are not a true currency, as they can be exchanged only between IMF members and not in private markets. Maurice Obstfeld of the University of California, Berkeley, and a former chief economist at the fund, sees them as a way to share risk. Countries are given SDRs in proportion to their IMF quotas, which determine their financial commitment to the fund and their voting rights. When they face a liquidity crunch, they can offer cash-rich countries SDRs in exchange for hard currency. They must pay interest, currently at a rate of 0.05%, on the amount of their SDRs they choose to convert, making exchanging an SDR a bit like drawing on an emergency overdraft, one that does not need to be repaid.